are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That's exactly where you're at, and we invite you now to share in this conversation and looking at matters pertaining to our health. And joining us in the line will be our good doctor, Dr. Atola Agbe, who is going to be taking us through our lifestyle segment. Every Friday we speak to her to understand better the things that we go through in our lives. And today we're speaking about weight management. We began our weight management talk, with a look at obesity being overweight. But we thought, let's not have this conversation one-sided. This week, then, we're talking about the cause and effects of being underweight. And in today's world, thinness is often praised, right? You find people who are as sticks and they're saying, no, this is what you actually is good. But being underweight, that is when your weight is lower than what is considered healthy for your height and for your age, can be a sign of a serious health problem. So do join us as we discuss more about that with a good doctor who is now with us on the line all the way from Nigeria. Doc, good afternoon to you and welcome.
I wish you a good afternoon.
Trusting that we find you well?
Oh, my God, excuse
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Words are not coming out tonight.
No, it's okay.
I'm well. My God.
Is the preparation going okay, Doc? It's almost sunset.
I know, it's been busy for me here, but I've taken about 5 or 10 minutes break.
Okay. Thank you for making time for us. We appreciate it.
Yes, that is good.
Thank you so much. Doc, we are talking about being underweight. Yeah, man, it's a strange thing. Even to give it focus sounds like we're saying something wrong. Usually people, when they talk weight management, they're referring to overweightness. And we spoke about obesity last week. But one might be wondering, wait a minute, I thought I was good. How do I know I'm underweight?
Yeah, serious issue. Very, very important. How do I know that I'm underweight? A very good question. But if we are overweight, that one is very obvious, isn't it?
You don't need someone else to tell you, no.
You don't need someone to tell you that. The World Health Organization considers a person as underweight if their body mass index is below 18.5. Mm. Now, the last time we talked about obesity, overweight, we mentioned the same BMI. It's the criteria that is generally used to assess weight. And yes, as you said, when we talk about weight management, it's usually too much of the weight.
Okay.
But weight management also has to do with being underweight, because it is a very serious health concern that we have to take a look. It poses serious health risk. And so we can look at BMI very easily. In this world where we have Android, just put your height, your gender, and your, what else? It will ask you one or two
and
questions.
The weight, yeah.
But the height is very important, and the age.
Okay.
And
okay.
So once we put that in, you will see a chart. There are some that will give you a chart, and we even calculate it for you straight off. So if you are under 18.5 BMI, it is considered underweight.
Mm.
So supposing we have a person that is 5 feet 7 inches, about 170 centimeters, and the person weighs less than 120 pounds, which is 54 kilograms, that person will be considered as underweight.
Mm.
But BMI is not the real final assessment, the idea for assessing body weight, especially when it comes to underweight.
Mm-hmm.
We need to look at the muscle mass or bone density.
Okay.
So these are guidelines that will help us.
Fascinating. And I think that's very key. I mean, you're talking 50-something kgs. I mean, surely you can tell, hey, this is thin, but this is no longer healthy. I'm not just watching my figure. You hear then these people saying, I'm watching my figure. Maybe let's talk about the causes, because surely there must be something that would have gone on for a person to want to maintain such a weight, or to be finding themselves in this space. What would be the cause for somebody to be underweight or to want to lose weight to that extent, or maybe even suddenly?
Very true. Some people lose weight to that extent. of becoming underweight.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happens, that would be one reason out of the causes of being underweight that a person is trying to lose weight. And God forbid that it can make the person become anorexic, because for some young ladies,
yeah,
especially young ladies, they usually will be looking at themselves in the mirror and they are as thin as thin can be, and they still believe that they are overweight. That is anorexia. That is definitely going to the extreme.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen. But there are many other reasons, many other causes of being underweight, medical conditions like hyperthyroidism. When a person has this hyperthyroidism, the metabolism speeds up very quickly,
and it
leads to weight loss. No matter how much the person eats, the body uses it and burns it up very quickly because of the thyroid problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person can really be underweight. There are other medical conditions like diabetes, especially type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is the one that used to be called juvenile onset diabetes.
Okay.
But because today there are many juveniles that have type 2 diabetes, usually they just call it the insulin-dependent diabetes type 1 diabetes. It can cause unintentional weight loss because the body is not just able to take in and absorb and use the nutrients that it's been eating. Then there are digestive disorders like celiac disease, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome. They can impair nutrient absorption. You know, we eat, but until the nutrient gets really into the cells, the food is of no use.
Yeah.
So when these digestive issues are there, the person may be eating a very good meal at regular times and good food and so forth, but then it's not being absorbed.
Mm.
And then cancer or infections, they can lead to muscle wasting and loss of appetite. I mean, once appetite is gone because of an illness and it's going on for a long time, then there's going to be loss of weight. And these are causes of weight loss. Then, of course, there are mental health factors.
Mm.
You know, eating disorders, that was where I started from, like anorexia, nervosa, or bulimia. These disorders, they are there, and they are psychological mental health problems that needs to be addressed before a person can really know that life's a need.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will just be under this mental health problem because they cannot think rationally. They are not able to know that there is a problem. This person is seeing overweight. You are looking at the person and you are seeing underweight. And then the weight scale is seeing underweight. The BMI is underweight. And this person might just be seeing overweight. And it's a serious problem.
Mm.
In today's world, there's a lot of depression and anxiety, and that can reduce appetite significantly. One can be looking at food, and all you are seeing is fire burning in Iran and Iraq, when a flood is coming, and all the rest, and the heart is so depressed that the food is not just going on, and problems arises because of this depression and anxiety. Then, lifestyle factors. There are some people, they work hard.
Yeah.
They drill. They carry sand.
Nice.
They are mining. And they are doing all this heavy work, but they are not having enough food. People, athletes, dancers, they use up the calories, but they are not replacing it as necessary. So they will be underweight. Though some people just don't have nutritious food. There is no food, and there is so much undernutrition, malnutrition, no food to eat, starvation. It's going on. Many people are just starving to death, and they don't have food to eat. So this is one problem that you see people who are underweight, and those who have the genetic predisposition to high metabolism. And then we have societal pressures. This is the one that is, shall I call it, fascinating. Mm. In some cultures or industries, like in the fashion and celebrity industries,
yeah.
thinness is idealized. They push people to maintain unhealthy weight.
Yeah, yeah.
And they starve themselves. I mean, you want to be a cover girl. You've got to have bony cheeks to be that cover girl.
That is terrible.
The chest must be all bones and so forth to be that cover girl.
Oh,
and so they don't eat.
Yeah.
How much are they paid to, so that you can die? Yeah. I don't know, but
yeah.
it happens. But Derek, the thing is that all of these things, they have effects.
Mm-hmm.
They are serious mm-hmm. issues.
Mm-hmm.
There are health risks involved in being overweight.
Yeah.
One of the primary problems is weakened immune system.
Mm.
Why do celebrities just die suddenly? Many times, immunity is low because they are trying to maintain an overweight weight and their immunity is so low.
Mm.
The little gram that comes brings them down. The little infection and it's gone.
Nice.
And they are up, doing all the hard in coach work of appearing before the cameras and so forth. They're not taking care of their bodies, and many times this happens. So it's a serious health problem. And when we have nutritional deficiencies, there's lack of vitamins and mm-hmm. minerals like mm-hmm. iron, calcium, vitamin D, B12. And what will result? Fatigue, anemia, and bone problems. So one can make up and dress up and do all the rest, but if you don't have essential vitamins and nutrients, minerals, then what happens? Fertility issues mm-hmm. in women.
Mm-hmm.
There are some athletes, women athletes, that, as an example, that the low body fat can disrupt menstrual cycles and cause infertility. Well, some people don't care. They don't want anyway, so they don't have time for children.
Mm.
But then the hormone imbalance affects other things in the body. Not necessarily only that, okay, I won't have a baby. That's okay. But then what about the other health problems that are associated with that? Because you are no more a woman.
Mm.
The hormone is not regular as she should be. It's not the what is supposed to be produced is not being produced. What is not supposed to be produced is what is being produced, because more of the male hormones are the ones that are being produced, and so we have this hormone imbalance. And then the bone problems, the crack bones, the develop osteoporosis and fractures very easily because of low bone density. Can you see that underweight is very serious? We look at overweight and we think, oh, that's where the problem is. But underweight also has serious health implications.
Well.
Muscle wasting. If there's no fuel, which is food, in the body will start breaking down muscle for energy. And that's serious. For children, it's devastating. Delayed growth and development, especially children, teenagers, when they are underweight, they can't grow properly. Then there will be hormonal imbalance, as I mentioned before. Then cognitive function.
Mm.
If you have ever seen underweight children, it's a sorry sight. They can't develop cognition very well. And once it is lost as childhood, it's difficult to pick up. It's like a lifetime problem that is there. So time is going very quickly, always, once we start this program.
Yeah, no, it flies.
How do we tackle the problem? What do we do?
Mm.
First and foremost, we need to advise this person to go get a medical evaluation.
Yeah.
See a healthcare provider, a medical doctor, a healthcare provider, a nurse, somebody that knows what is going on with the human body, that can give you good assessment and good counseling. They must check for underlying medical issues or eating disorders. And then there should be a nutritional strategies once the underlying problem is taken care of.
Mm.
It should have a nutrient-dense, calorie-rich food. This food does not necessarily come from animal products. In fact, the best foods that are nutrient-dense are from the plant kingdom. Nuts, seeds, whole grains, healthy oils, like from the avocado, not that, those ones that are saturated, no.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will sit in the body and they will not digest properly because the body does not have the energy to even digest food. It is recommended to eat regular interval, not more than 3 meals a day. It's still recommended. Excess little meals here and there, as some suggest, usually can lead to something else like ulcers, because once food is not properly digested, it will ferment. And when it ferments, it will produce really strong acid that will eat the walls
of the stomach,
of the intestine.
Yeah.
So even if we incorporate smoothies, it should be smoothies with whole grains. Like you make smoothies and you have very good homemade, I recommend, of granola, not the ones packed with all the saturated fat, no, but smoothies with whole grains so that it chews well in the mouth before it is actually swallowed.
Okay.
Of course, okay. No empty calories. I met a young lady one time, I went for a health lecture, and she looked, I mean, beautiful outside.
Mm-hmm.
She was underweight. And she came to ask me a question after my health lecture and said she can't eat. And it was a university audience. She was a student then. She said, I cannot eat. My parents pay for my feeding at school, but all I can eat is soda. She just eats soft drinks, that's it.
Gee.
She said, every other food, she just can't take it. Why?
She
does not know. Well, you need to break the circle. Such a person, the parents need to know what is going on, because drinking soda and eating junk food is just going to add to the problem. It's not going to solve the problem. Something that, people who are overweight, they eat junk food and then they get overweight. So if I'm overweight, then I'll go and eat junk food so that I can gain weight. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's so interesting, but it doesn't work that way. It is the nutritious food that will still help the underweight. It is the nutritious food that will help the overweight. It's fascinating the way God made our body. And I just love healthcare, knowing the body and understanding how we are made and how we can work with this body. Exercise, absolutely. I'm underweight, so I should exercise. Yes, yes. Because if you don't exercise, you will not build strength. Exercise will help build strength, especially muscles. Muscle mass is very important. So healthy weight gain, healthy appetite, exercise. Exercise also helps with the mental health. Exercise is a very wonderful mental health promotion strategy. It's very important. Emotional, psychological issues, exercise help a lot, definitely. So usually people with eating disorders, they need to get something done, and we need to break the stereotypes. I want to look, in my culture, when a person looks so slim, you know, a young lady can wear a very tight-fitting, snug-fitting dress, and so others look at her, and then they too, they want to look that slim so that they can wear that tight, snug-looking, fitting dress and so forth. We need to... I love the writing of Ellen White. She said, fashion is a tyrant. It's a slave dealer. If we succumb to the fashion of the world, it's like we're enslaved. We do many things that we ordinarily would and should not do, just for the sake of
fashion.
So I'm taking a lot of time, and I know that being underweight is a serious health condition, and it deserves our attention. Well, as parents, as teachers, medical experts, and professionals, psychology, social science, and so forth, and we should help those who have this problem so that physically and mentally they can be helped. And we have a sustained, balanced lifestyle, not one that is going to be sick very quickly.
Yeah. I think that's very important. We need that education, especially that last point you shared on the issues of exercise. Usually when we see people who are underweight and they're saying, I'm going to the gym, like, for what? You are already skinny. What are you trying to lose? Because we always think that exercise is for losing weight. It's for keeping fit. And that becomes very necessary. Well, Doc, sadly, we'll have to leave it there for today. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for really being detailed and explaining to us this very important subject, issues of underweightness and the causes and the effects thereof for not really taking care of our health in this fashion. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. And have yourself a great weekend. A blessed Sabbath further.
Thanks. And you too. Blessed Sabbath to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Dr. Marianne Adtolagbe talking to us all the way from Abuja, who is speaking to us on matters of health. And the focus these past 2 weeks has been weight management. Last week you covered obesity. Today, how you can combat being underweight. Hoping that you benefited. And of course, that conversation also available as a podcast.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.